The lesson from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit is an amazing writer. He brings his story together in miraculous ways. And it is all true. He uses the talents and styles of various human authors, but brings across his divine message in Holy Scripture. As it says, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. One of the fascinating things about the Bible is how it all ties together, and yet not in such a mechanical or forced way as to be contrived or fictitious or suspicious. It is not a made-up story intended to deceive. It is the truth of God's holy plan for the salvation of mankind, as it was carried out in actual history. Moses and Samuel and David and Isaiah and Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, and Peter all record the same true events in prophecy and fulfillment. Joseph and Mary are real people. Their ancestor David was an actual king of Israel 1,000 years before them. Their ancestry was a continuation from the tribe of Judah, the children of Israel, the countless promised children of Abraham. All this was according to the prophecy of the Old Testament, now fulfilled in the life of Jesus. God promised that the Savior would come from the line of Adam and Eve, and he did. Jesus was born of Mary. Through Moses, God said, a star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel. And that too was Jesus' heritage. David's son Solomon entered Jerusalem riding on the king's donkey, and was hailed as king, and so was Jesus. Micah prophesied that the Savior would be born in Bethlehem Ephrathah, a little town in Judah. That was Jesus' tribe and Jesus' birthplace. Isaiah prophesied the Messiah would be born of a virgin, and Matthew tells the miracle of that birth. Mary was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Many times in the Gospel according to Matthew, we read this phrase, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Matthew, more than the other Gospels, shows that connection between prophecy and fulfillment, the consistency and accuracy of Holy Scripture. Were these all just coincidences? That would be pretty much impossible. This was God's plan, to save sinners like you and me. And the plan is summarized in two special words in our text, Jesus and Emmanuel. The angel told Joseph to call Mary's son Jesus, and the angel gives the reason, for he shall save his people from their sins. The name Jesus simply means Savior. It wasn't just a nice name, it was his title and the summary of his holy work. For St. John also writes, the Son of Man came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The other word is Emmanuel, and this is from the prophecy of Isaiah, quoted here in Matthew. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Matthew gives us the translation, God with us. God is with us, in the sense that the Son of God became man for us, to be like us, to take on our human flesh, to die in our place. God is with us, also in the sense that through Jesus the Savior, we are now reconciled with God. We are no longer at enmity, at odds, enemies with God. But God is with us, on our side. And as St. Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We have God on our side, forgiving our sins, adopting us again as his own dear sons and daughters, as a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to inherit the heavenly kingdom and reign with him and live with him in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Is that really who we are? Can this be true? That we are royalty, that we are priests, that we are holy? Not on our own, not with our sinful minds, not with our sinful hearts. But it is true through the gospel, the good news that comes with those names, Jesus and Emmanuel. And all of this is that it might be fulfilled, which was written by the prophets. All this is God's love for us, his compassion and mercy, the comfort and joy that we treasure at this Christmas time and throughout the year. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we might be called the children of God. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the seed of the woman, the star in Jacob, the son of David, the child of Bethlehem, the son of Mary and son of God, Emmanuel, Jesus, our Lord, our King, our Savior. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.